Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dave and Linda McDowell. We're listening to Powerfully You on podcast. We're missing our little jingle this week due to yours truly, but we're okay. First thing is I want to remind everybody the call-in number. It is 646-787-1589. If you call that number, you will be live, and we will be talking to you, and you will be heard. So, I guess we'll introduce ourselves.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, this evening we're talking about what is the difference between sympathy and empathy. And we've done several of these, what is the difference, I think about four of them. And this will probably be the last one in this little series, but we've got some others. But we started off the way we do is, first of all, let me just give you the book, Merriam-Webster Dictionary definition of sympathy. An affinity, association, or relationship between persons or things, wherein whatever affects one similarly affects the other. And then I like to do synonyms. Synonyms are feelings, compassion, commiseration.
Is that for empathy, right?
No, that's for sympathy. I know, okay. It's very confusing.
I just needed, yeah.
You're real close.
Yeah.
Empathy, here's the definition for empathy. And I'll emphasize the key word, I think. The action of understanding, being aware of, being sensitive to, and vicariously experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experiences of another. There's a subtle difference in our, well, there's mine. You ready to
put our Lindaism and Dave?
You want to put your Lindaism on it?
Sympathy is having that feeling sympathy for another person, feeling, you know, like you see their hurt and you feel a little, you know, feeling toward that. Empathy is like putting yourself in their place and really gaining a deeper understanding of their hurt or whatever. It's like when a friend or a family member is going through something and you feel that to the point it almost brings you down sometimes because you know that they're going through something.
You do know what they're going through.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the Lindaism.
Okay, here's the Davidism. A lot simpler. Sympathy is feeling bad for someone.
Mm.
Empathy is literally feeling what they feel.
Yes.
And you empathize with them. But however, I will add, empathy has, sometimes you have to cultivate it. You know, part of the reason we're talking about this is because the Lord's been working on me about empathy for a good year, maybe longer. And what I've learned is I got to go to the source. If I want to empathize with somebody, I need to go see them, listen to them, talk to them. It can't be secondhand. It doesn't work that way. And so that's what I'm learning. And you can empathize.
Yes.
Sorry, it was a distraction.
Okay.
You can empathize, but you kind of have to sometimes you empathize immediately. Somebody's going through the death of an uncle. You've been through the death of an uncle. You have immediate some empathy. Other times, the only way you develop that empathy by going to that source and trying to understand how they feel. And so I've used that in my efforts to learn about different ethnic groups, et cetera, et cetera. I go to the people and I sit down and say, what's that mean? What's this mean? What do you mean? You know, and we begin to understand and empathize.
And I think for America today, with all that's been going on in us, and you can do that by, you know, if you don't know anybody in a certain whatever, ethnic group or whatever, read. Look at movies. It's not the same, but it will help you kind of see things. And the bottom line is that we're all, like you say, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. we're all humans, that I think with, and there are such things as empath. And empath,
and that's,
feels,
I don't have that.
Deeply, you know, they feel things deeply.
When somebody's sad, they are literally sad. When
right.
When somebody's embarrassed, they feel the embarrassment.
And sometimes they may not even be with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're in another place, but all of a sudden they may feel pain or the sympathy or empathy. They just feel sad about somebody or something like that. And so that it is, they really feel whatever it is from a deep emotion as a connection to other people. And I guess that to me is what empathy is. You feel from that deep connection to another human being.
Yeah. I just thought of a good example because I bet a lot of people have felt this. How about the empathy between a parent and their child? Even as an adult, my mom would call me and say, "Hey, what's up?" Because she felt and knew and something was up. I don't think she was an empath, but that's, you know, that's a good example
it
of
what
happens often between parents and children.
Yeah, I know when my girls are going through some
right.
things, or sometimes even when they're not, I just feel them. Mm-hmm. It is something that you feel. I think that's that mama bear quality that we all have.
I'm sorry, I'm trying not to interrupt. The confusion comes about in that it, same thing with some of our other what ifs, what is the differences, is that in the normal, regular, not necessarily spiritual world, our society uses these things interchangeable, and it is very confusing. And they are very, very close.
And I think people are gaining an understanding of that. Sympathy is really that you feel bad and you feel good when somebody, but you feel bad when they feel bad. You feel bad for them. Empathy is that you feel bad with them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
For and with. That's,
yeah.
That's really a simple, right to the point and good way to put it. Sympathy is for somebody. Empathy is with somebody. I love that. Thank you. That's great. I think. All right, folks. You don't call in. You have to listen to Melinda and I for at least another 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I went through some articles and found out that there are four qualities of empathy. Taking a perspective on something, like really seeing it, and it's perspective taking. You're really looking at the situation and you see it from the same perspective as that person. And also you can be empathetic to somebody and see it from a different perspective, but you just feel whatever they're feeling. And with the empathy, you're saying out of judgment. So meaning that you're empathetic to them, but you're not judging them. You are taking the walk with them. And then the third quality is recognizing the emotion in others and then communicating that. Sometimes when we communicate with people, if we're empathetic to what they're saying, you may say things like, "Oh, I hear you. Is this what you're saying? I understand as you told me this. This is what I'm understanding you to say."
And if you're empathetic, this is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, the feeling I'm getting
well.
From you. And so those are some things. And then there's empathy and compassion.
Oh, my goodness. You really want to go there? Actually, I have a good example of that. And
okay.
I'm trying to keep them somewhat separate. But it's real simple. Go to Matthew 5 through 7 in the Bible and listen to the Sermon on the Mount. If you watch it and listen carefully, what Jesus is is showing both sympathy and empathy. And the compassion comes in when you do something. Compassion drives you to do something. For example, somebody asks you for a coat, or sure, I forget, but let's do the one I remember. Somebody asks you to carry their lamp for a mile and you carry it for two. That's compassion. Passion is, "Oh my goodness, that's awful. I feel really bad about it." And you go on. Compassion is when you do something.
Yeah.
I want the compassion of Christ in my heart.
To compassion is acting on an empathetic feeling to me.
Good connection.
It's walking with somebody. You see somebody in need, your family. You lost a loved one. It is not only calling and saying, hey, I'm sorry you lost your loved one, but it's taking it that step further and maybe let me fix dinner and you bring dinner on Tuesday night or something. It's simple things like that.
I'll give you another example because we all do this. I have. And, you know, somebody's going through a hard time. You call them up and you go, hey, I'm here for you. Let me know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear from them. Compassion doesn't even call. It just doesn't. It just brings over a meal or, you know, runs an errand or something like that. You know, that's compassion. That's doing.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times when people are going through things and you say, what do you need? And I'm guilty of this too, or let me know if you need anything.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're going through and they don't know what they need. And
right.
That's one of the things I tell our caregivers in our caregiver group is, you know, what are the practical things that you need? Bring dinner. I'll go grocery shopping for you on Tuesday night.
Right.
You know, I'll stay with your loved one for hours so you can just have a break. Those are things that's that compassion in it and taking it to that step.
And I'll add another thing because this works. Instead of saying, let me know what you need, you can always say, you know, I bet you need that. Well, that. Can I do that for you? Boy, now they're shaking their head going, oh, thanks. Let me think of that. Or, boy, that would really help. But they don't really want to ask. And so we put them in a kind of a bad, hard spot. That's all.
Hey, Michelle, we appreciate you being on. Thank you for being on. She sends us a heart.
Oh, yeah, she joined us last week.
Yeah, we love her for that.
Happy to have you.
Yes.
Feel free to call in. I'll give the number again. 646-787-1589. One more time. 646-787-1589. If you'd like to call in, share your thoughts, ask questions, differ with us. Any of those things is okay.
And
we're all interested.
Yeah. No, we're going to call her because it's time for us to bring her on again.
Oh, yeah. Not today, but we're going to invite Michelle to be part
Reference.
Of our podcast.
Of
one of our programs. How about that?
Definitely. And she'll say yes. We put her on.
Yeah. Well, we'll give her time to think of that.
Yeah. And then there is such a thing as empathetic distress.
Oh, okay.
Sort of like, you know, have you heard people talk about compassion fatigue, where they, doctors and nurses
yes.
and people get that. I think I had it not too long ago, where you just give, and then you're just like flat out, you have nothing
left.
So maybe a little bit step before you get to that total breakdown of compassion fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
It's empathetic distress when you feel like you so much feel there that you almost get into a period of distress and kind of feel a nervous and jittery about because you feel so much of what they feel. And some of the things that you can do is plain old breathe.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Huh?
Yeah, because a lot of times as you're getting more anxious and stuff, you're breathing rapidly and you're doing a lot. Thank you, Michelle, for saying glad to be here. So breathe is one of the things that you can do when you're getting into empathetic distress. You know, sit down and ground yourself. Like, feel your body so that you can bring those emotions back.
Now, I'm going to interrupt because I'm an old school guy who used to not believe in any of that kind of stuff. Boy, I have been convinced. It works. Stop and just chill. Be for a minute.
Be for a minute. And then... if you can, limit your exposure to negativity. And that's in a day's world, that's kind of hard to do. But maybe you don't look at television at, you know, with a really bad program or anything like that. And then finally, practice loving kindness. Those are the things that you can do to keep yourself from getting, and of course, pray, meditate, all of those things that we talk about on those shows. On the show, you can do that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, can you tell who is the real teacher coach? I'm just saying, you practice that. You know it. You train others. So, that's good. I'm just teasing with you a little bit. But
yeah.
You are. You keep us on track. I get us off base.
No, well, we need both of us.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I just, I like to leave in that we like to leave people. We don't just like to say things, but we like to leave you with practical steps.
Yeah, something that
and which
you
can
try.
Take and try. And when you get into, because, you know, some people, empathy also or empath can be in large crowds.
Yes.
And it's too much overstimulation for them. And they get nervous, like flight or fight kind of response. And that's when you need to breathe. So separate yourself from that large crowd. You know, maybe not even some people, it's not good for them to be in large crowds. Those kind of things.
And some people are empaths. By touch.
Yes.
And some people don't even need the touch. I'm going to share. I'm not going to name the person, but they are very, very, very close to me. And they have the empath. They don't even have to touch anybody. And it's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing in that you can understand people, you know, feel what they feel. There's a curse because, I mean, he's really been in distress a few times because he feels, I mean, he just... It's tough when you feel the emotional pain of another person. So just saying, some of us have that. I don't have that. I can empathize, but not like that.
And I think it's important to know what empathy that you're walking alongside someone in their pain or distress, or even in good times, we don't think of it that way. Like you feel happy for that person and you really feel positive happiness and joy. But, you know, we can walk with somebody, but we don't have to take on their suffering.
And I will add, if you're a Christian, and Linda and I are both Christians, so not only are we both brother and sister, we're husband and wife, we're prince and princess, so we have a lot of relationships, but Jesus himself said that we should sorrow together and joy together as Christians. Now, add to that, wife, coach, and I do feel when Linda's happy, I'm happy. And every husband knows that. But it's a little different because we're spiritually happy as well as secularly happy.
Yeah.
Because we have multiple relationships.
Yes, yes. As most husbands and wives do. And that,
they
don't realize. And I think that even in the empathy and sympathy for your spouse is a real thing because, if we, it would avoid a lot of discussions, heated discussions,
amen.
If we could empathize with our spouse, but not really take on the pain or the suffering, but empathize, like, how does it feel? Like, you're a housewife and you do all this stuff and your husband comes home and